702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
Now, the ANC and ANC National Executive Committee member Lindiwe Sisulu has lodged a dispute. You might have seen that letter. It has been doing the rounds on social media. She's not happy with the handling, really, of the electoral committee of this particular process. She's in disagreement with the numbers that have been tallied by the committee. She says that her data is very different from what we are seeing. So the nominations, as they were announced, have Cyril Ramaphosa and Zweli Mkhize leading the pack in the race to be president of the ANC. So she disputes the She also disagrees that there can only be two names that have been put on that in that category. I saw that it happened for president. It also happened for the deputy secretary general position, where only Nomvula Mokonyane and Phoebe Potgieter's names seem to have met the threshold. So she's in dispute with all of those things. She has lost a dispute. We are now speaking now to Chief Luvuani Matsila, who is the coordinator from the ANC's Electoral Committee. Chief, thank you so much for joining us.
No, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Let's start here. Is there actually merit to the claims that she's making, that the data she's sitting with is very different from what has been tallied by the committee?
That is the problem. There is no merit at all, because she does not even demonstrate or produce the data which does not correlate with ours. So, you know, from that fact that there is no evidence statistically which she produces, our conclusion is that, you know, her allegations are unfounded, malicious and baseless. You know, the process is a very transparent one, as it's run by the Electoral Committee.
The process, though, she speaks about 25% of a threshold. I understood that to mean from the floor, that you need a 25% threshold in order to be on the ballot if you're nominated and your name comes up from the floor at the conference. I'm not sure if she's confusing it. What is the process? How did the names get on the ballot? How is it that Ramaphosa made it there? How many nominations do you need to get on the ballot? Chief, can you hear me? Chief Luvuani? I'm not sure if he can hear me now. I'm trying to figure out, how does the process actually work? He says that Lindiwe Sisulu's dispute, which was leaked and doing the rounds yesterday, is something that is malicious from where they stand. He says she hasn't produced any evidence to show that there is an issue, that there is merit to her complaints. But that's not necessarily the only complaint that we have been hearing of. There are multiple complaints that have been doing the rounds. I saw earlier on watching television, and I was seeing another complaint from David Mabuza, the current deputy president of the ANC. His people are also complaining about the nomination. So there have been a lot of mixed reactions to those nominations. The Electoral Committee saying what they are seeing, as far as Lindiwe Sisulu is concerned, is pure malice, and that she has not necessarily followed processes. Chief, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, how does the process actually work? She says she believes she met the 25% threshold. How does it work normally?
How it works is that, as you recall, there were branch general candidates, especially for the top six positions. Now, after that process is concluded by the various branches, up to 90% of them, we then went into capturing the nominations of the top six candidates. The capturing happened at the offices of the provincial secretaries, which is where the packages from the various branches are deposited and received by a nominations administrator based in the provincial secretary's office. So that capturing process was conducted in the presence of provincial secretaries and regional secretaries, who were observer and witnesses that there is no manipulation of the process or the packages at that level. And then we'd go into then consolidating that provincially and also nationally. So if you look at Rule 12.7.1 of the ANC Constitution, it says that for any of the top six positions, a nominee should be nominated by a province. Being nominated by a province means that you ought to have received the highest number of nominations by branches in that particular province. Then you become a provincial nominee. In the case of Comrade Lindiwe Sisulu, she's not nominated by any province whatsoever, or not even by the leagues, because the leagues are given provincial status during our conferences.
All right,
so then Yes, then there's the issue of the 25% threshold, which she applies and makes reference to it very incorrectly, in the sense that the 25% threshold in terms of Rule 12.7.1.1 of the AC Constitution applies at the conference floor, where any delegate to the conference may then nominate their preferred candidate from the floor if they were not nominated as part of the current process. So it is premature to invoke that kind of 25% threshold at this point in time.
Chief, I want you to listen to Andrew Baloyi, who's a campaigner for David Mabuza. You were speaking on Newsroom earlier, because it seems to be there are problems beyond what Lindiwe Sisulu is pointing at. She might be malicious as you view it, but there are other issues. Just listen quickly to Andrew Baloyi.
There are accusations of tampering of nomination forms. Mm-hmm. Is there? And cases are opened in some provinces where nomination forms were tampered. They've used TPEX, you know, to remove the name of Comrade David Mabuza. So all what we're asking is a full process, because we saw this nomination result on TV. Normally, when there's this kind of situation or going to the conferences, the election structure or committee will instruct regions to call branches to confirm the nomination and the delegate on the list. But this time it never happened.
Chief, and that's not all. In Limpopo, in Vembe, you hear about Ward 21 specifically, that complaints were there, that meetings curated that actually did not curate. I have run out of time. Just want your thoughts very quickly on the complaints about processes and how long do they have to still complain?
Firstly, it is unfortunate and disappointing that the campaign manager of Comrade Didi Mabuza goes on media when the Electoral Committee has got no formal dispute before it in relation to the allegations that are being raised. So the process internally is that you need to lodge your complaint in writing. But not only that, you also have to produce tangible evidence to buttress your allegations. So when allegations don't have any evidence and people keep on saying that there's evidence which they don't produce, it is not helpful. Why can't they lodge a complaint and wait for the outcome? Then they can talk if they are not satisfied.
All right, thank
you. So we're asking these comrades to exercise restraint and avoid the media, the drama that they're trying to create, and use internal remedies available within the ANC.
All right, thank you so much. That's Chief Luvuani Matsila, the ANC Electoral Committee National Coordinator, saying that the comrades in the ANC must move away from the media, register complaints formally within the party.